Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Friday, the 16th of February 2024. Today's topic is Ruth's decision. Our text today is taken from Ruth chapter 1 verses 11 through 18. And Naomi said, "Turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands?" Verse 12. "Turn again, my daughters, go your way. For I am too old to have an husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me." And they lifted up their voice, and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law. But Ruth clave unto her. Verse 15. And she said, "Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people, and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law." And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried, are the Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me." Verse 18. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. Key verse. Ruth chapter 1 verse 16. And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God." In the days when the judges ruled Israel, there was famine, extreme scarcity of food, in the land. Elimelech from Bethlehem in Judah moved with his wife Naomi and their two sons Mahlon and Chilion to Moab in order to avoid the famine. After some times in Moab, Elimelech died. One son married Ruth and the other married Orpah. After some time Mahlon and Chilion also died. Naomi decided to go back to Bethlehem, Judah. His sons' wives, Ruth and Orpah, said that they would follow her, but she convinced them to go back to their people in Moab. Orpah went back, but Ruth refused to go back. Ruth made up her mind not to go back to Moab despite Naomi's persuasion for her to go back. She decided not to go back to Moab to serve idols. She was firm in her decision to follow Naomi to serve the living God. As a friend of Jesus, you should be firm in your decision to follow Jesus. No matter what your friends do or anybody does or say to stop you from following Jesus, do not stop to follow Jesus. You need to have a firm decision to follow Jesus and continue to serve Him. Let your life daily be dedicated to following Jesus. Prayer for today. Lord, help me to follow you every day of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Daniel chapter 1 verses 8. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.